This chazar is zeichin nishal bachi chazal shalag mevam Yehuda mesech the sukkah daf yud ches. Abaye said if there's an empty space of 3 tefachim in a large sukkah, meaning larger than the minimum size needed for a sukkah, and then someone fills part of it with valid or posel schach, it effectively reduces the space and the sukkah is considered to be kosher. If the same is done for the same space in a minimum size sukkah, it's only kosher when it's filled with kosher schach, not when it's filled with posel schach. So Akhenamar all would agree that we would apply lovet to a space near the wall. With regard to whether we would say lovet in the middle of the sukkah, is machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. One says lovet is applied in the middle as well, and the other says that it's not. The one who says lovet is applied in the middle learns this from the Braisa that says that if a kaira at the entrance to a mavli is made of two pieces that don't quite meet in the middle, it's a valid kaira as long as the two pieces are less than 3 tefachim apart from each other. The other sheet will say that lovet is applied in the middle over there only because this concept of kaira is only in the Rabbanon. Now, the one who says that lovet is not applied in the middle learns this from a Mishnah which says that a skylight, which is a tefach wide, is considered as an open roof for tumah that is in the house or under it. We see that lovet is not applied in the middle of the house. The other sheet will say that the halachas of tumah are learned by halacha l'moshe Sinai, and therefore it can't be the source for application to other situations. Dr. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi taught if a house has a hole in its roof and valid schach is placed over it, it's a kosher sukkah. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said you need to qualify that the way my father, you have to qualify this the way that my father did, and say that this is only true if there's less than 4 amas between the schach and the walls. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi taught that the avruma fish is kosher. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said you need to qualify this the way my father did, and say that it's only true in certain places. Abaya similarly taught that the Tzachanta fish from Bar Nahara is mutter. The reason can't be because its waters flow and a non-kosher fish couldn't survive there, because we see that they do. It can't be because its waters are salty and non-kosher fish can't survive there, because we see that they do. It must be because its sediment does not produce the proper environment for non-kosher fish. Ravina said, today, since other rivers empty into the Bav Nahara River, these fish would be usher there as well. Zakat Gemara, if someone placed schach over the porches protruding from the houses surrounding an alleyway, thereby covering the center of the alleyway with valid schach, and there are pillars at the point where the porches meet the center portion of the alleyway, and these pillars are less than 3 tefachim apart, the center of the alleyway is a kosher sukkah. If there are no pillars, so Abaya says it's still a kosher sukkah because we say pitik or yoriv v'soysim, the edge of the porch is viewed as creating a wall down at its edge, and Rava says that we do not say that because we don't say pitik or yoriv v'soysim. Rabbi asked Abaya, according to you, if the middle wall of a three-wall sukkah falls down, the sukkah should still be kosher because we should view the edge of the schach on the third side as pitikra yoriv v'soysim, forming a wall. Abaya answered, I would agree that pitikra can't be said in that case because the sukkah, in this case, without the third middle wall, is like an open alleyway which allows an unobstructed flow of traffic. That's why we wouldn't apply it in that case. Maybe we can say that they argue in the same achlekes as Rav and Shmuel. We learned that Rav allows someone to carry on Shabbos under a roof structure that has no walls in an open field because he says pitikri or v'soysim. Shmuel does not allow it because he does not say pitikri or v'soysim. Maybe say machlekes. And if tomorrow all would agree that Shmuel must hold that the sukkah in our case would be possible. However, maybe the Rav would say that in the case of the roof structure, the walls that are formed are for the benefit of the structure and therefore viewed as enclosing the structure. That's why over there he would say it's pitikra yoriv v'soysim. However, the halachic walls created by the porches are formed for the benefit of the porches and therefore maybe are not viewed as enclosing the sukkah, and therefore over here maybe he would say that you do not say pitikra yoriv v'soysim. Our Mishnah says if the porches are 4 amas deep, the sukkah is possible because there is too much space between the schach and the walls. Now, according to Abaya, we should say pitikra yoriv v'soysim on the edge of the porches. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing a case where the schach was placed at the same level as the porches, not above it. Therefore, the edges are not noticeable, and you don't say pitikra yoriv v'soysim when the edges are not noticeable. In Pampadisa, they said the machlekes was only regarding where there were pillars, and the machlekes was whether we say lovet. However, the halacha does not follow this version. Rav Ashi once saw Rav Kahana putting schach over porches which had no pillars beneath them. He said to them, I don't you hold of Rava that such a sukkah would be possible? He answered, there's a pillar that's flush with the sukkah wall when viewed from the inside, but it protrudes when viewed from the outside. That protrusion, which is at least a tefach wide, serves as a third wall of the sukkah.